It's time to connect with a coach brought to you by AT&T, proud sponsor of the Boston Bruins. AT&T Wireless and DirecTV, AT&T Entertainment, your way. We welcome in the head coach of the Boston Bruins, Bruce Cassidy. It's obviously very rare at this time of the year to have a full practice. You had that opportunity for a short stint yesterday on the ice here in Florida. What do you want to reestablish?
Just a little bit of our positioning and returning to D-zone coverage, making sure we're stopped and get to the right spots so that any plays that come into the the scoring area, the dangerous area, that we're able to contest. Teams are going to get their chances, but I think the other night, the third goal was a good example of us not taking care of business there. Even the second one, we probably were missing our second layer to maybe block that shot or at least make it more difficult to get through to the net. So if we can do some of that, we'll be better off.
How did Charlie McAvoy look to you in his return after missing the previous 15 games, and what will only get better?
What will get better is we'll see him make a few more offensive plays with the puck where he'll get involved a little more. I thought he made his passes, but he wasn't assertive like he was when he's playing his game, which is as to be expected. I thought he battled well, and physical confrontations didn't seem to have any ill effects, didn't seem nervous or worried that his body would be able to handle it. So that's the first thing he got over, the mental hurdle. So I think each game the battle level will go up, and when you're battling hard, a guy like him with lots of physical ability and talent, then you're just going to be able to make plays in the ice. It'll just happen.
Tonight you're going to make a switch on the back end. It's going to be Adam McQuaid playing with Torrey Krug, and whether it's McQuaid, Holden, or another defenseman, what are you looking for in that pair and the combination playing with Torrey?
Well, just someone to compliment him. He is the driver of that pair, more of a activation type of defenseman that wants to support the rush, make a good first pass. So generally someone to take care of business in front of the net. Oftentimes Torrey wants to close down low, create some loose pucks, and Adam's a big body, and they've played together, so there's a lot of good chemistry there. Holden a little more offensive oriented than Adam. We've seen Adam get involved, get a shot through, but not as physically imposing as Adam. So we're trying to find the right fit. That means if Nick is the fit there, he's got to play the right side, which I know he has, but I think watching him, he seems to have had more success, at least with us, on the left side. So we're trying to figure out what is the best fit at the end of the day. We could move Miller up with Krug. They've played together. Put Grizz and Adam or Grizz and Holden type pair. It's something we may look at this weekend, but we're running out of racetrack to figure it out here. So we're going to have to kind of live with our decisions here, and they're just going to have to play good, smart, solid hockey.
You mentioned that you're going to make a few changes on the bottom two lines, not necessarily with personnel, but what the combinations look like. Just take us through the thinking there.
Well, we like what the fourth line has brought for us this year. It's been a fairly stiff and heavy line, so we're going to put Achari in the middle with Backes and Schaller. It mostly resembles that fourth line, moving Achari into the middle and with Corrali out. That kind of leaves Cave, Gionta, and Heinen. Heinen played some fourth line early in the year, did a good job getting himself moving up the lineup, but he could go back up with Krejci and DeBrusque or Krejci and Donato. So we have that option. They're kind of three skilled wingers with different skill sets. And that leaves Cave. Wingle's still injured, coming along, but we're going to let this one run its course a little longer, especially with Riley Nash and Corrali out. We want to be mindful of what we got going forward next week, and Tommy can play some center. So that's a bit of our thinking there, why he's out. Gionta will go on the right side on that line. So that's kind of just throwing whatever's left together type of line. We did that a lot earlier this year, and it's no disrespect to the players, but they don't have any chemistry for obvious reasons. So the other lines, obviously Berge's line will stay together, and we'll hope everyone's just able to do what they're asked.
If the Bruins pick up a victory tonight, it would be their 23rd road victory of the season. This ends the road slate in the regular season. Just sort of look back, what has this team accomplished away from TD Garden?
Well, I find our team is similar no matter where we play. It's a mark of a good team. We can skate on the road and score some goals. We saw that in Carolina, able to come back, and different places throughout the year. We've shut teams down on the road. I mean, we shut out Philly. We shut out Tampa. I don't think it matters for us, honestly. I mean, everyone prefers to play at home for obvious reasons. You got the crowd behind you, comfort, last change. There's some different things involved there, but our guys don't mind it at all. So I'm not surprised our record is very good on the road. Guys that play the right way. That's generally what we remind them, no matter when we have an off game, that hey, let's get back to playing the way we need to, and generally works out.
Last meeting, you beat the Florida Panthers 5-1 at TD Garden. What can you apply from that game that you want to see tonight?
Well, I'm sure they're going to come out and give us their best. A, because it's fresh that we did beat them, and B, they're fighting for their playoff lives. So a bit like Tampa the other night, we have to be ready for the push early. I think that's where we faltered the other night. We talked about that we'd probably receive their best. We did, and we just weren't able to counter it. So that's something we got to be prepared for right away, that they're going to be coming at us hard. They beat us in here last time by doing that. Early in the game, we weren't their equal. We got it going later, but it was too little too late.
Good luck tonight, Bruce.
Okay, thank you.
That's the head coach, Bruce Cassidy. Stay with us. The Bruins and the Panthers are coming up next.